solar activity is increasing the likelihood of active aurora. University of Alaska Fairbanks Emeritus Professor of Physics and longtime aurora forecaster Charles Deer says this week's activity is one of two mechanisms that drive the aurora.
The first are these huge outbursts that we get during the solar maximum. Now we're on our way down to the minimum. We have the other method, what we call coronal holes. These are high-speed streams of particles that come out from the sun, and it looks like a great big garden sprinkler.
Deer says one hole occurred on Monday, and computer modeling predicts a second today or tomorrow. Deer stresses aurora over any region hinge on timing.
Sometimes there's a lot of activity, but it's all over on, say, the other side of the Earth. Our time zone for active aurora is 9 to 12 universal time, the three-hour period where we're at magnetic midnight.
Alaska's magnetic midnight, when the magnetic North Pole is between us and the sun, is between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. Deer says the current coronal hole activity will continue to increase the likelihood of aurora over the next 4 to 5 days.